River Farm Network. Off of a strong 2023, corn and soybeans are leading the way into the spring planting season, according to Dave Gertz of Proceed.
I'd say that things are going to hold pretty steady. We've seen a little downtick in the price of beans, but beans did very well. Corn did phenomenally well, and we're going to see. They're both pretty strong. I hear guys, there's going to be some wheat planted just because of rotations and want to get things back, and they feel now's the time to do it. Sunflowers are pretty quiet due to the price, and when you start looking at 200 bushel corn and you're used to 150, I mean, it's absolutely a strong looking at them crops. And fertilizer prices are a little better than they have been, and harvest was good. I mean, I look for a pretty decent, consistent year, very similar to what we saw last.
Gert says that good farming practices can affect yield as much as genetics.
It's their farming practices along with genetics is the reason that we have those kind of yields. I mean, and we've got a 1984 corn, just been absolutely phenomenal. We got a 74 day that I wish a lot more seed available because it yielded so well for a 74 day. But if you don't have it, you can't market it, you know. But we're increasing them numbers for next year, and we'll get it there. And it has to be successful before we're going to start marketing it anyway. And it's proven itself.